וזה בחינס מה שהבטיח השם יסבורך ליעקב, and this is tied into the guarantee that Hashem gave Yaakov Avinu, Onoichi Eirei Dimcha Mitzrayma, I am going to go down with you to Egypt, Ve'onoichi A'alcha Gamoloi, and I'm also going to bring you up. I'm going to bring you up out of Egypt. Umuvan b'sforim, it's known in Sforim, Shebozeh ha-posuk merumas kol soid golus Yisrael, that in this posuk is hidden the secrets of everything that the Jewish people are going to go through during their different exiles. It's all hinted to in this posuk. V'ikarhu golus hanefesh, and the worst exile, the most important exile that the Jewish people go through, is the spiritual exile. It's not just that we're not in our country, it's the fact that we're not where we're supposed to be in our closeness to Hashem, in our knowledge of Torah and mitzvahs and everything. That's the main golus. Kol ho aliyos v'hayaridos ho oivrim alisha Yisraeli, all the ups and downs that each and every single Jew goes through in our relationship with Hashem. Shezehu ikar soid hagolus v'hagula. This is the main secret of the exile and the redemption. Shehakol bebechinas onoichi erod imcha mitzroimo v'onoichi alcho gamoloi. It's all based on what it says in this pasuk, that Hashem says, I'm going to go down to Egypt with you, and I'm also going to bring you up out of there. Shezeh bechinas yerida tachlis soalia kemuva. This is the concept of yerida for the sake of aliyah, a yerida that results in a major aliyah. V'ho'ikar hu ha'hischaskus. And therefore, the most important thing is for the person to be able to hold on and to have the encouragement and the confidence in Hashem and the confidence in the tzaddikim and the confidence in yourself. Shetzrichen lehischazek ma'oid ma'oid betoikef hisgabrus merirus hayirida. The person has to strengthen themselves a lot and give themselves the encouragement that they need when they're going through the full severity of the yerida, going down, ad shenidme shekemat kemat chas v'shalom, to the point where it seems to the person as if, ot, it's all over for me. Another draw, a draw, if I go any lower, I'm going to be out permanently. It's going to be all over forever. I'm going to hit such a low place, chas v'shalom, a point of no return, chas v'shalom. When that happens, shedaiko mishom yerachim olav Hashem yisborach v'yoshir v'karvi olav. The person has to believe and trust that from there, from that lowest place, Hashem is going to have tremendous pity on me and help me and bring me close to Him. Ki lo yitoish Hashem amoy, because Hashem will not forsake His people. Ukamay shekosov, and as the pasuk says, and we said this in the Shir Shel Yom today, on Wednesday, this is one of the psukim that we say in the Shir Shel Yom, Im omarti motoragli, if I said to myself that my feet have strayed, have gone off the derech, off the path, I've drifted way off the path to Hashem, chazdecho Hashem yisodeni. I always remind myself that Hashem's kindness is going to support me and sustain me. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk, a pasuk in Eicha that says, v'oimar ovad nitzchi. Things got so bad that I said to myself, my future is gone. It's all over. My eternity is lost. This ovat nitzchi v'soichalti me'Hashem. My eternity and my hope to Hashem is all gone. Zoy, when I'm feeling that, zois oshiv elibi. This is how I respond to my heart. I tell my heart, alkein oichil. And therefore, I still yearn to Hashem. You know why? Because Chazdei Hashem kiloy somnu kiloy cholu rachmav. Because Hashem's kindness never stops. Never. There's no such thing as Hashem's kindness coming to an end. There's no such thing as me going so far down that Hashem can't or won't reach out to me. Chadoshim labkorim rabba munasech. And the pasuk continues, every morning, new, fresh, I'm ready to make a whole new beginning, no matter how far down I went yesterday, or no matter how far down I'm feeling. The canal, as we discussed earlier, the chain bipsukim rabim, and we see this concept in many psukim throughout the Torah. Ubifrat bedivrei rabbeinu zal mavur, and especially in the words of our rabbis, we're taught shedaiko kishe Yisrael him betachlis hadachkus vatzorach has v'shalom, that specifically when the Jews seem to have hit rock bottom, when things are at their worst, oz daiko yesh sever v'tikva liyeshua gedoyla. That's the time when a person should hope that there's going to be a major Yeshua. When they see things get dark and darker and darkest, then you know it's almost morning. It's about to become light. Because that's how Hashem created the world. Vayere vayvoiker. It gets dark. It gets darker. It gets darkest. And then you know it's going to start becoming light soon. U'kamishadorshu b'medrash al pasuk v'olo min ha'aretz. And as the Medrash says about the pasuk, which speaks about the Jews coming out of Egypt, it says v'olo, they will come up min ha'aretz, from the ground, from the land, from the earth. The Medrash says min ha'aretz daiko ayin shom, that it's when the Jews are going to be all the way down in the ground, they'll be all the way down there, that's when v'olo, that's when you're going to see it's going to turn around completely. And this is exactly how things work with all of us, every single person, and in all generations. Because Hashem turns around the illness or the pain into a cure. K'mayisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, V'chol ze marumaz b'posuk anoichi eret hanal. And all of this is included in that pasuk. I'm going to go down to Egypt with you, and I'm going to come up with you. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining. Paragraph Chav Dalid. Ulevayer hadovor yoiser. To make this a lot clearer. Ki isa, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Sheyesh shem, that there is a name of Hashem. Sheyotze mi pasuk zeh, which is derived from this pasuk. We find throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, there are many examples of names of Hashem that are derived from Psukim in the Torah. We have a famous name of Hashem, the name of 72, the Shem Ayin Beis, which the Zohar HaKadosh shows is derived from three Psukim in the Torah. There are three consecutive Psukim where it speaks about the Jews leaving Egypt. One Pasuk begins with the words Vayisa, the other Pasuk Vayet, where if you'll take a look at those Psukim, each one of them has exactly 72 letters. And the name of Hashem is constructed by taking letter 1 from Pasuk 1, letter 72 from Pasuk number 2, and letter 1 from Pasuk number 3, and putting them together, that forms a word. Vav, hey, vav. That forms one of these 72 names of Hashem. Then you take letter number 2 from Pasuk 1, letter 71 from Pasuk 2, and letter number 2 from Pasuk 3, that forms the second one of these three-letter words. And it ends up being 72 words, each one comprised of three letters. This is one of the famous names of Hashem that's discussed in the Gemara in Sukkah towards the end. Rashi HaKodesh and Tosfos mention this special name of Hashem because on Sukkot, when we say Ani Vahoy Hoishiyana, the word Vahoy, Vav Hey Vav, Rashi points out, is one of these three-letter names of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us another name of Hashem, which is comprised from one pasuk by following a certain formula. It's from this pasuk, Anoichi Eredim Chametzroim, Kemuva B'tfilois Shebesefer Sharei Tzion, and this name of Hashem is mentioned in the book Sharei Tzion, which is a book of tfilois, which was composed by some of the earlier Mekubalim. Rabbi Nazal used to use that Sefer Sharei Tzion. It says that was one of the books of Tfilois that he read. U'betfilois she'omrim b'leil hoshana rabba achar tehillim. And also, if you look in your Tehillims that you have at home or in shul, in back of the Tehillim, most of them have the special Yehi Ratzon that you say on Hoshana Rabba night. On Hoshana Rabba night, we were supposed to recite the entire book of Tehillim. And after we finish each one of the five books, there's a special Yehi Rotzon that we say over there. Shetiknu levakeish ulehispalel lehinotzel mikol minei tzoros, whereby our rabbis established for us to beg and plead and pray to Hashem on Hoshana Rabbah night to be saved from all kinds of suffering, bekoyach Hashem hakodosh hayotze miposek zeh, through the power of this holy name that comes forth from this pasuk, Onoichi erei dimcha. And the name, Rav Nosson Zal gives you the beginning of what the name looks like. Shehu Aleph Mem Yud, Nun Tzadik Aleph, etc. Ayin Shom, look over there, look in the Shari Tzion, look in your Tehillim in the back, and you'll see this. Ve'inyin Yitzias Hashem HaKodesh Hazeh Hu Kach. And the way that this name of Hashem is derived is as follows. Ki b'posik zeh yesh shloishim oisiyos. This pasuk, Anoichi Eirei Dimcha Mitzrayim, has exactly 30 letters. Min Anoichi ad Gam Oloi. From the word Anoichi, the first word in the pasuk, until the last two words of the pasuk, Gam Oloi, it's exactly 30 letters. Umechalkem Oisam L'shloisha Chalokim Shel Yud Yud Oisius. We slice up that pasuk into three sections. Section A, B, and C. Each section is 10 letters. The first 10 letters is section A. The second 10 letters is section B. And the third is section C. Dehainu, Onoichi Eireid Imcha, those first three words, Hu Yud Oisiois, are exactly 10 letters. Vechein Mitzraimo Ve'onoichi, the next two words, the word Mitzraimo has six letters, and the word Onoichi Aleph, and the word Ve'onoichi Vav Aleph Nun Chaf is another four letters, gives you 10 letters. So the word Mitzrayma and Ve'onoich until the Yud is the next 10 letters, and then Ad Hayud Shel Ve'onoichi Hem Yud Oisis is 10 letters, V'achar Kach, and then afterwards, continuing from the Yud of Anoichi, the last letter of Anoichi, and the next two words, V'tevoi Shalachrov, Elcho Gam Oloi, the next three words, Heim Yud Oisius, it's also 10 letters. U'mechabrin ois echot mikol chelik v'chelik mishloisha chalokim anal. We take letter number one of each one of these three sections, section A, B, and C. We take letter number one, that forms a word, a three-letter word. Letter number two from section A, B, and C forms another word. And we formed these ten words. V'alidei zeh yoytzei Hashem anal. And that's how this name of Hashem is constructed. Dehainu, and he shows us, ho aleph shel anoichi. First you take the aleph of the word anoichi. V'hamem shel mitzrayimu. And the letter Mem, which is the first letter of the second grouping of 10 letters, the Mem of Mitzrayma, the Hayud Shel Vanoichi, and we take that back Yud, the last letter of the word Vanoichi, which was the first letter of section C. We take those three letters, Aleph, Mem, Yud, the Yoytzei Hashem, Aleph, Mem, Yud, and that forms a name of Hashem, Aleph, Mem, Yud. V'chein acharkach, and then we continue like that. Hanun shel v'anoichi, we take the nun of anoichi, and the tzaddik of Mitzrayma, and the aleph of elcha, and that forms the second three-letter word. V'chein kulam, and it continues that way. V'haseder hukach, and here they give us a picture of how it would look. They showed us the three sections, right? Anoichi erei dimcha, line one is the first section. Line 2 is the second section, line 3 is the third section, and the way the names are formed are by going in a vertical way. Aleph Mem Yud is the first name, Nun Tzadik Aleph is the second name, Chof Reish Ayin, and so on and so forth. What does this have to do with me? And what does this have to do with life? Again, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this is a special name of Hashem, which is a name of Hashem that will help the Jewish people be saved from all kinds of suffering, be rescued from all kinds of terrible situations, like the terrible situation we're in now, in Golus. V'hameisim leiv. Rav Nosson Zal says a person who studies this carefully, yuchal lehovim mizeh remozim nifloim le'inyan anal, will be able to derive incredible advice and hints to what we spoke about earlier, lehischazek tomid, to always be able to be strong, never to get depressed, never to fall down, lihiyos mitzape liyeshua gedoyla b'chol ha'shi'arvelov, to always be optimistic, and to be always be hoping for a major Yeshua, no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult things are at this moment. Because this pasuk has three sections. Shehim bechinas yirida l'toich hagolus. Section A speaks about going down into golus, right? Onoichi ered imoch. I will go down with you. Section B is v'hagolus biatzma. Section B refers to when we're in golus, mitzrayma v'onoichi. Mitzrayma, we're in Mitzrayim already. We're in the golus, and v'ha'aliyah. And section three is v'ho'aliyah mitoich hagolus. E'olcha gam oloi. Sheze bechinas shloisha chalokim. These are three categories. Sheheim onoichi eiredimo shubechinas yiridol toich hagolus. The first part of the pasuk is talking about going down to golus. Utzrichin leida ulahamin, and a Jew has to know and believe. Shegam be'ez hayirida biatzma, that even while you're going down, when you're falling, when you're on a downswing, Hashem yisporach imoy, Hashem is with you. Bebechinas, like it says there, onoichi ered imcha. Hashem uses his title onoichi, which one of the most highest level nicknames, pronouns of Hashem, onoichi. Onoichi biatzmoi kavyocha. Hashem says, I, me, I'm going to go down with you. Eredimcha, I'm going down with you. When you're in a yerida, I'm with you. V'acharkach hachelek hasheni, and then the second section is, mitzraimo v'onoichi, you're already in Egypt. You've hit rock bottom. You're in the 49 levels of Tumah. Mitzrayim ve'onoichi, Hashem says. You're a Mitzrayim. I'm right there with you. I'm right there alongside you. Ad Mitzrayim ve'onoichi ad hayud. The word Mitzrayim, which is six letters, and the first four letters of ve'onoichi, the vav, aleph, nun, chav, up to the yud, l'rameis al hagolus biatzma. They're referring to the time that we actually are spending downstairs, in that ditch, in that terrible darkness. Shu b'chinas mitzrayma. That's the word mitzrayma, shekoilel kol hagolius. The word mitzrayma doesn't only refer to the exile in Egypt. That's a term that's used to refer to all the exiles that the Jews would go through, all the generations. The word meitzar means imprisonment, constriction. So all the goluses are named mitzrayma. The takeif kishabon besoy hagolus shua yerida, takeif maschil hualiya. And as soon as the person hits that rock bottom, as soon as they're all the way downstairs there, immediately there's no more down to go. You can only go up. The person is starting already to move towards the ascent. V'alkein nichtav miyad. And that's why in that same pasuk, right after Mitzrayim v'anoichi, what does it say? V'anoichi e'elcha. And I will take you out.